Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
I took my kids to karate, and the two oldest ones were in their class, and the two youngest ones, they were out of class, and there was no room to sit. You know, all the places where the parents congregate was, like, totally filled up. So I took my two little boys, and we started to go for a drive, and we were talking about, you know, maybe going to get something to eat. And my my five-year-old, Kyson, he's like, "Dad, I want to go get a Happy Meal." And I was like, "No, your mother hates it when we get you Happy Meals." And he's like, "Dad, I got money. I'll pay for it." And I said, "How much money do you have?" And he goes, "I got $6.80. And so we're driving around, and I'm thinking of my five-year-old, you know, walking around with $6.80 in his pocket that he got from his own business. Him and his brothers, they started this mousetrapping business the end of last year. So they've been going outside on our property and, you know, catching these mice, and we pay him 50 cents a mouse or whatever. And he's accumulated $6.80, and he wants to go buy this Happy Meal. And I said, "Son, I said, wouldn't you rather save that money and buy an asset?" I say this to my five-year-old, and he's like, "What?" He goes, "What's an asset?" And so we're driving, and I'm like, how do I explain to a five-year-old what an asset is? And then this idea came to me, and I said, "Kyson, I said, have you ever heard of the goose that lays golden eggs? Our kids love these stories, right?" And he says, "Yeah, I know about the goose that lays golden eggs." And I said, "What if you could take your $6.80 and buy a goose that laid golden eggs?" And we started to have this conversation where he was like, "Well, Dad," he's like, it doesn't exist," was the first thing he said. He says, "There's no such thing as a goose that lays golden eggs." And I said, "But what if there was?" I said, "Just pretend with me for a moment. What if there was such a thing as a goose that laid golden eggs?" And I said, would you rather spend your $6.80 buying that or buying the Happy Meal?" And he said, "I'd rather buy the goose." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Well, because the goose would lay golden eggs, then we could cut up the gold, and then we could sell it." And I said, "And then what?" And he said, "And then the goose would lay more gold, and it would just keep producing," right? My five-year-old is starting to get it. And I was like, "That's right." I was like, which would be a better choice?" And he goes, "Well, it'd be a better choice to buy the goose that lays the golden egg." So we're having this conversation, and then I said, "Son, did you know that there really is such a thing as a goose that lays golden eggs?" And his eyes get wide, and he's like, "Really?" And I was like, "Yeah." I said, "And did you know that your mommy and daddy have one?" And he's like, "What?" I said, "Do you want to see it?" Because we're driving around town, and we just happen to have a rental property nearby that has tenants, right? It's bringing in rent every month. And I said, "Let's go." I said, "Let me go show you the goose that lays the golden eggs." And I was recording on video, too. I had my iPhone up, so I got this all on video. Maybe I'll post it later. But anyway, so we're driving over, and we get up to the rental, and I get there, and I was like, "All right, guys, look out the window." My five-year-old and my two-year-old, they're looking out the window. I said, "Do you see that?" And Kyson's like, "Yeah." I said, "Do you recognize that?" And he's like, "Yeah, that's the house we used to live in," because it is. And I said, "That's right." And I said, "Did you know that that is a goose that lays golden eggs?" And he's like, "What are you talking about, Dad? That's not a goose." And I said, "Your mommy and your daddy, we bought that place, and every month it lays a golden egg of about $700. And he's like, "Huh?" And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "That's like a goose that lays golden eggs." And I said, "So, Kyson, would you rather take your $6.80 and spend it on a Happy Meal or?" And he said, "I would buy the goose." And I said, "Smart choice, son." I said, "What are you going to do with your money when you grow up?" And my five-year-old looks back at me and he says, "I'm going to buy geese that lay golden eggs." And I was like, "That is so fantastic," right? A five-year-old can get this stuff that we're learning in the books that we read, like Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad, where he talks about the difference between an asset and a liability. Little kids can understand this stuff. And then we drive away, and I'm thinking, and I'm, you know, patting myself on the back, being all proud of myself for teaching my kid a good lesson, and then I hear this sobbing in the back of my truck, and I was like, Tyson, what are you crying about? And he's like, you never showed me the goose! So he got the lesson, but he kind of thought I was going to show him a real-life goose, and he didn't get to see that, so he was a little upset for a little while, but I think the lesson was worth it.
Hey there, my friend, this is Paul Hutchings, and I want to thank you sincerely for listening to this week's edition of the Think and Grow Rich Call podcast. For more information on our community, to learn how you can listen to these calls daily and get the full panorama of all of the content and daily motivation and inspiration that we engage in, and to learn how you can connect with other like-minded entrepreneurs like yourself, feel free to visit our website, our home on the web at www.growrichaudios.com. Again, that's growrichaudios.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, feel free to visit my website, pipelinemoney.com. Again, that's www.pipelinemoney.com. Again, thanks for listening, and whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Take care, and bye for now.